In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This healing of the daughter of the Canaanite woman is the first time that Jesus has healed anyone who is not of the house of Israel. Earlier, not that much earlier, Jesus particularly and especially told his disciples, "Don't speak to anyone who is not of the house of Israel. I am sent unto them." But at this point in the gospel, according to St. Matthew, when he meets the Canaanite woman, he has just come from a long encounter with the Pharisees. And he has given them a teaching which they have rejected. And not only have they rejected it, but his own disciples were embarrassed that their teacher would try to teach something to the Pharisees that was so obviously different from what had been taught by Moses and the prophets. It seemed as though the Pharisees were the ones who understood things better than the one that they were following. And that teaching had to do with food that was forbidden for the Jews to eat, food that was unclean. And Jesus was making a point. He told the Pharisees, "It is not what goes into your mouth that makes you unclean and defiles you. It is what comes out of your mouth that makes you unclean and defiles you." Jesus was trying to teach them about the necessity to cleanse ourselves within ourselves. But the Pharisees were so filled with pride, and they were so positive that they understood what our relationship to God ought to be by following the law and all of the prescriptions for not eating the things that are forbidden in the Old Covenant, that they couldn't even hear the point that Jesus was making. The disciples themselves were uncertain and had asked Jesus about this teaching of his. Theophylact explains that when we eat something, it passes through the body, it doesn't stay inside of us. How can it make a permanent difference inside of us? But the thoughts that are born in our mind as a result of the temptations that we find around us, those things are kept inside of us. They find a permanent place there. They don't simply pass out of the body. When they enter out into the world, they enter out into the world from our hearts where we have kept those thoughts, through our mouth, and into the world as words that we speak. Words of anger or judgment or condemnation or pride. And they reveal what is in our heart. And we've heard Jesus teach this elsewhere. And that's how we are defiled. The words that we speak are actions, things that we do, things that come out of the reservoir of the thoughts in our heart. So we need to deal with them before they come out. We need to reject them before they come out. When we are tempted to send them out into the world as actions against others, that's when we need to call upon God. Jesus is in the world in order to cleanse the world from within the hearts of human beings. He himself is the bread of life that we need to have because we are inadequate in separation from God. We can't live as God created a human being to live. But the Pharisees have rejected all these teachings out of a pride in their own understanding, their own tradition. We have to be careful as Orthodox, who are so well taught, who have read so many books and gone to so many classes and heard so many lectures by so many great teachers, that we aren't filled up with these teachings and become unavailable to Christ when he comes to teach us what he is in the world to teach. That it is only by humility and cleansing ourselves within ourselves that the words that come out of our mouth, that the actions that we not just speak into the world, but the actions that we take in the world, showing, revealing what is most important to us, what our priorities are, that all of those actions that come from within us don't reveal us to be exactly like the Pharisees who rejected the teaching of Christ that had to do with the necessity of inner cleansing and humility. And so what does Jesus do? He goes amongst the Gentiles. He goes to the cities of Tyre and Sidon, Phoenician cities along the seacoast, northwest of Jerusalem and west of Galilee. And there, a Canaanite woman comes up to him and calls out to him, "Lord, have mercy on me. Her daughter is ill." And she calls out upon this one that she knows is of the house of Israel, is a Jew. In the gospel according to St. Mark, St. Mark adds specifically that this woman is a Syro-Phoenician. And so sometimes the question is asked, well, which one is she? Is she Canaanite or is she Syro-Phoenician? Because Canaanites are not the same as Syrians or Phoenicians. A lot of the Syrians and Phoenicians are Greek by culture, and they're quite different. The Blessed Theophylact says that she is referred to as a Canaanite because the word Canaan means prepared by humility. That sure does make sense, because this woman is prepared to do what she is doing with Jesus by her humility. A complete contrast with the Pharisees. Jesus says that he was sent into the world to seek the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He said that he was sent to feed the children first. And how can he take the bread that was meant for the children and cast it to the dogs, calling this woman a dog? But she accepts this. Yes, that's true. I am not of the house of Israel. I know that you weren't sent for me. But even the dogs can eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. And so she accepts this terrible thing that she's been called, because she wants what Jesus has to give. Exactly the opposite from the Pharisees. She has a hunger for who he is and what he means and the difference that he can make. They have no hunger. They are filled with their pride and their certainty. But her hunger is real. Her hunger is great, and she is the one who calls out to him. And he responds to her, having first almost, according to some readers of these verses, teased her the way we kind of tease a dog sometimes, who comes up to us. You know, you're walking along and here's this dog that comes along, like this woman did with Jesus, looking for some attention. It's not your dog. Comes up to you seeking some attention. And you try to pass on, but you can't chase it off. It keeps coming back. Some have said that what Jesus is doing with this woman is he is responding to her right away, maybe to show the people who are around what real faith is. That's what some writers have said, in contrast to the Pharisees. Or maybe just to increase her desire for what he can give her. Not simply the healing of her daughter, but he, after all, is the bread of life. It is the bread of life that the Pharisees have rejected. It is the bread of life that is there on the table, the crumbs falling down to the ground. There is this link between this woman and Jesus that almost reminds us of the way Jesus is with the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, Fotini. Why is it that there seems to be a greater hunger outside of the house of Israel than there is within the house of Israel? And again, we have to think about ourselves. We who have become Orthodox Christians and have the fullness of the teaching of the Christian faith, undistorted by the history of the development of the civilization and the society in which we live. And yet, do we hunger to be changed in the way that Christ can change us? Do we hunger to be cleansed within ourselves? And do we, and this is terrific irony, take our own Orthodox Christian faith and do with it the same thing that the Pharisees did with the faith of the Old Covenant, Moses and the prophets, knowing that we have what no one else has, but not responding to the fact that our hunger for anything else is just not there? We have excuses even when we come to confession. We're more comfortable with a kind of a legalistic system where we confess sins and are forgiven. We don't have the hunger that this Canaanite woman has. St. John Chrysostom points out that in order for this Canaanite woman to even meet Jesus, and in order for him to even meet her, both of them had to leave the place where they usually were. We would call it today maybe our zone of comfort. Humility is outside of our zone of comfort. But we can't meet Christ and receive the transformation within ourselves that he came into the world in order to make possible for us, much less live the lives that he gave his life so that we could live, without leaving our zone of comfort, as this woman did. Her humility is so sincere, accepting being called a dog. In our own lives, humility is something that we may even be proud to have, ironically enough. But actual humility before God is the only thing that can prepare us, that can empty us, so that we can be filled with this teaching and with the life of God himself that he came into the world to make our food, so that we could fill ourselves not with illusions of vanity and pride, but fill ourselves with the presence of God, so that what comes out of our mouths is love for others and deeds that glorify God and transform our lives into the presentation of Christ in the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.